On June 23rd, Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins announced that the USDA would be rescinding the Roadless Rule. The Roadless Rule Act was passed in 2001 and is a conservation policy that limits road construction and the resulting environmental impact on designated areas of public land. Not only does this restrict road construction, but the act also prohibits reconstruction and timber harvest on nearly 59 million acres of national forest land. KMUD News spoke with Josefina Barrantes, a Del Norte advocate and 30 by 30 coordinator for the Environmental Protection Information Center, EPIC, for more information on what the Roadless Rule is and what this rescission means for public lands.
The Roadless Rule was adopted back in 2001 with bipartisan support, and it protects 58.5 million acres of roadless national forest land in 39 states from new construction and prohibits the logging of these roadless areas within the national forest system. Roadless areas in our national forest provide essential habitat and connectivity for over 2,100 threatened, endangered, or even sensitive animal and plant species. Roadless areas are unparalleled in biodiversity and sustain essential ecosystems for wildlife. Additionally, more than 60 million Americans get their clean drinking water from our national forests, and roadless areas contain all or portions of 354 municipal watersheds, including Humboldt counties. Repealing the Roadless Rule is bad climate science. Mature and old growth trees are natural carbon sinks that store carbon dioxide and provide shade for cooler temperatures. Essentially, these forests fight climate change by simply existing. And roadless areas include huge amounts of our remaining mature and old growth trees. You also asked, how did we get here? So back in, June, the Secretary of Agriculture, Rollins, announced that the USDA had plans to rescind the 2001 Roadless Rule, right? And they submitted a notice of intent to do this on Friday to, this basically opens up a public comment period for two proposed options: to either rescind the Roadless Rule or to take no action and not do so. You can make comment and submit them to the Federal Register. You can go to the Environmental Protection Information Center's website, which is wildcalifornia.org, and find information on how to submit comments to the Federal Register on the proposed rescission of the Roadless Rule. We also have draft comments there, so you don't have to come up with something yourself.
Public comment for the proposal to develop an environmental impact statement opened on Friday, August 29th, and will close on September 19th, 2025. While this rescission is still a proposal, public comment is also a time to vocalize why the Roadless Rule shouldn't be rescinded at all. The proposal promotes the idea of common sense management of public forests, blaming forests being, quote, dangerously overstocked and increasingly threatened by drought, mortality, insect-borne disease, and wildfire, end quote, according to the press release from the USDA website. The proposal seeks to open up nearly 45 million acres of nearly 60 million acres of roadless areas within the national forest system to logging and road construction. Barrantes explains the kinds of ecological effects this would have on public lands and waters.
What that would entail is more logging. So the Roadless Rule protects these national forests from new roads and logging, basically, and that sort of industrial development. We're trying to argue that this is a wildfire safety issue, and that we need more roads and that we need less trees in order to prevent wildfires from breaking out. When the science points to roads and more clear cuts being leading to forests being more at risk for wildfire, in fact. I think that folks don't fully understand perhaps how important these roadless areas are and how real these roadless areas are. They aren't just, places where elusive wildlife live and exist, and how important it is to the ecosystem services that we survive off of. Humboldt County is home to significant portions of the Six Rivers National Forest, which contains over 150,000 acres of these inventoried roadless areas that we're seeking to protect. These include wild and ecologically vital places such as the Mad River Buttes, Pilot Creek, Grouse Mountain, Blue Creek, and the headwaters of the South Fork Trinity River. And the Roadless Rule has provided essential protections for these areas by prohibiting most road building and commercial logging in the designated roadless areas. These landscapes support old growth forests, rare plant communities, and essential wildlife corridors for species such as the northern spotted owl, the Pacific fisher, plaster and marble murrelet, really protecting our local watersheds as well. The roadless rule's restriction on development minimized habitat fragmentation and preserved intact watersheds that supply drinking water and salmon and steelhead recovery, especially in the Trinity, the Mad, the Van Dusen River basins. Most notably, the Mad River Buttes and Pilot Creek form part of the headwaters for the Mad River, also known as Badawat, which provides the drinking water for the 88,000 Humboldt County residents. These roadless areas really help protect against erosion, sedimentation, and degraded water quality for us Humboldt County residents. So I think folks just don't understand perhaps the very real impacts this could have to their very lives.
More opportunities for comment will become available as the rulemaking process progresses. For more information about the roadless rule rescission and how to make public comment, the website is wildcalifornia.org. This is Nat Cardos reporting for KMUD News.